You know how a cheap 40-pound printer ends up costing you hundreds in ink just a few months later? Well, software as a service, or SaaS, often pulls the exact same trick on UK businesses.
Yeah, it really does.
Okay, let's unpack this. Today, on this custom-tailored deep dive, we're looking at the data to find out when it actually makes financial sense to stop renting generic software and, start building your own.
Right, because the initial appeal of SaaS is honestly hard to beat. I mean, you subscribe on a Monday and your team is using the new CRM by Tuesday, but the sources highlight this really specific recurring issue businesses hit around the 6-month mark. It's essentially a scaling failure.
The dreaded month, six-fit failure.
Exactly. Think of it like renting a 2-bedroom apartment. It's great for a couple, but when you have 3 kids, you can't just knock down a wall to add a room because you don't own the building. You're forced to, put bunk beds in the living room.
Right, you're just making it work with safety pins and duct tape. And in a business context, those bunk beds usually look like an operations manager building a massive, incredibly fragile Frankenstein spreadsheet.
Oh, absolutely. What's fascinating here is that they're manually downloading CSV files from the CRM, then formatting them and uploading them into the invoicing tool.
Because the SaaS companies intentionally build walled gardens. I mean,
Oh.
they limit their API integrations because they want you buying their premium add-ons, right?
Yeah.
Not at competitors. So the generic tools simply refuse to talk to each other.
And that lack of communication just drains hours of productivity. But it also sort of distracts from the actual cost of the software itself. The financial models in our sources break this down over a 5-year timeline, and the numbers are, well, they're startling.
But isn't bespoke software insanely expensive to build?
Well,
Like, I get that per user fees add up, but a custom build sounds terrifying.
it does, but let's look at the math. A typical 15-user SaaS stack, so say your CRM, project management, and billing software, typically costs a mid-market UK business between 84,000 and £108,000 over 5 years.
Wow. Yeah, those per seat fees really multiply as you hire. Plus, the inevitable annual price hikes.
Exactly.
But I look at, say, a £25,000 upfront cost for a bespoke platform doing the exact same job,
Yeah.
and I completely get the hesitation. Writing a massive check on day one feels incredibly risky compared to just putting a £50 monthly subscription on the company card, even if the long-term math makes sense.
Right, so how do businesses get over that initial sticker shock?
Yeah, how do they justify it?
Well, they look at the total cost of ownership. Yes, bespoke development is a capital expenditure upfront, but even factoring in the industry standard of 15 to 25% for annual maintenance and cloud hosting, your total 5-year cost for that £25,000 custom build is only around £32,000.
Wait, so 32,000 total versus over 84,000.
Yeah, so the break-even point against that 100 grand SaaS stack usually hits between 18 and 36 months.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though. Escaping this SaaS trap doesn't just reduce expenses, it actually adds to the company's valuation. By escaping the subscription model, you own the intellectual property. It goes directly onto your balance sheet as a tangible asset.
That is a crucial point for anyone looking toward an eventual exit or acquisition. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, the data is very clear that you shouldn't just start building custom software for every single process in your business.
Right, you don't need a bespoke email client.
Exactly. There is a distinct dividing line. It's the golden rule commodity functions versus competitive advantage.
Oh, right. So commodity functions are things like payroll processing or, standard HR onboarding.
Precisely. There is absolutely no competitive advantage in doing payroll differently than everyone else in your industry. Just buy the off-the-shelf sauce. But if your proprietary routing algorithm is how you beat competitors on delivery times, well, you need to own that code. You build bespoke.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Like, what about the operational gaps in the middle? The sources offer a highly practical calculation you can run right now to make that decision.
Yeah, it's a great formula. Take your team's wasted workaround hours, so all that time spent maintaining that Frankenstein spreadsheet we talked about, and multiply it by their pay rate.
Right. And if that total cost over a 2 to 3 year period exceeds the cost of a custom build, it is officially time to pull the trigger and build.
Ultimately, the decision comes down to who is doing the adapting. Off-the-shelf software forces your business to adapt to its limitations. Bespoke software, on the other hand, adapts to your operations.
It's the difference between forcing your processes to fit a rented template and owning the system that makes your company unique.
Couldn't have said it better.
And we'll leave you with one final provocative thought to mull over today. If your entire operation relies on rented, generic software, what is stopping a brand new competitor from subscribing to those exact same tools and replicating your entire business tomorrow?